For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. That's a 1-0 lead for the Dubs. And I'm going to start this entire week off with this sentence. And none other.
Okay.
My God, I'm an idiot.
You get that, Grandy?
I'm a complete and total fool. I am a complete and total idiot.
Can I get one more rendition of that?
Yeah. 3, 2. My God, I'm an idiot. I thought that one was a little faster, a little more oomph.
We're good. I got it.
Okay, you got
Thank
it.
Thank you, Grandy.
All right. If you need more, just let me know. I'm here for you.
If you need a version where I agree, let me know.
Dude.
What happened?
Well, I watch the NBA every night, and I have no idea, after all these years, that this is Jimmy Butler. I have never in my life ever experienced a human being more opposite of what I told he was going to be ever. Ever.
Right.
Like, even back in high school, when everybody's a moron. Oh, boy, yo, this guy, like, you know what I mean? And you know, teachers talk to other teachers. Oh, watch out for this kid.
Exactly.
This kid, right?
You got Jimmy Butler in your class?
The advertisement sucks. It stinks out loud. This guy is supposed to be disruptive. He's supposed to be a me guy, a malcontent, somebody who blows up a locker room. Like, by the way, if it happens 2 years from now, ready? Who cares? I don't even think any of them are going to be playing 2 more years from now, to be honest with you. But have you ever seen an advertisement be more off? And I bought the advertisement. I was here to tell you. When they acquired him, that was a mistake. That doesn't feel like the right move. And I've never seen someone be more of a calming influence on a basketball team than Jimmy Butler. It's a match made in absolute heaven. And I missed every piece of it.
Yeah, and I think that we all bought into the, quote, advertisement, which is what the media, the national media, or in this case, the Miami media has said about a player. And it's a little bit like Buddy Hield, not completely similar, but you know, we all heard about Buddy and oh, beware of Buddy. And then the first two or three weeks, it was like, you guys are wrong about Buddy. This guy's amazing. All he does is score. And then Buddy kind of came back to earth, and it's like, yeah, maybe you were right about Buddy, inconsistent. But with Jimmy, I do think that the press clippings were more about the bad than they were about the good, because you're not going to hear about, you know, Jimmy Butler as a good, solid player. Like, you heard about him in Miami where, yeah, they were in the play-in and they went to the NBA Finals and Jimmy Butler was the best player. So there was that. But I do think that of late, the media was malcontent, forcing his way out, skipping practices, missing flights, middle finger, calling his Minnesota teammates out, and all the rest of it. I don't think that that is the totality, obviously, of who Jimmy was as a player.
No, not at all. Jimmy Butler is about Jimmy Butler. Well, I mean, maybe to a degree, aren't we all? You know what I mean?
Of course.
I didn't wake up today and worry about you. You're an adult.
Oh,
you can take care. No, you can take care of yourself.
And cut that too.
No, but like, you know what I mean? We're going to come here and we're going to do this. Outside of that, you can take care of yourself.
Right. And I worry about you when I need to worry about you, and you worry about me when you need to. Like if something's, you know, amiss or something's off kilter. But you're right.
Yeah, I mean,
in general,
Jimmy Butler worries about. I mean, I don't know to what level he goes home thinking about pods or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Jimmy Butler has not been selfish on any front. This'll sound like no big deal, and I know, oh, for $55 million, I'll be somebody's Robin. Yeah, right, understood. I understand that part of it. But I do think there's something to be said in the NBA culture when so many people think they're a one who aren't, you know, sorry for the stray, but Jordan Poole, for example.
That's a stray.
So many people who think they're a one and you're not, okay, Ja Morant? There's a lot of you out there. And then those people have a hard enough time becoming twos. This guy has proven that he's a one. And he is knowingly and purposefully come here to be a two. That gets points for me. I like that. And I don't think that's just something that you can snap your fingers and do in the NBA culture. There's not that many guys out there who have proven that they can be a one at this level. And how many of them would knowingly and purposefully sign up for being a two?
Depends on who is the one.
And do it well.
Right. And I do think that it takes the individual, and you're right, and Jimmy Butler clearly is cut to be that. And I don't want to have Kevin Durant catch a stray, but I don't think that Kevin Durant is as built to be a two as Jimmy Butler. And KD came here and he was not a two. He was a 1A or a 1B or whatever you want to call him. But Jimmy Butler comes here and he's like, yeah, if I'm the two, if this is me being the two, 42 minutes and getting 19 shots and scoring 25 points, then fine. That man is Batman. And I love the sound of Jimmy again yesterday in the post game where he's like, that's what Batman does. Batman comes out of nowhere, and that's what Steph does.
I think it's this one.
Like I always say, Batman comes out of nowhere. You never see him coming, then he just falls from the sky, from a building, behind a door, and does some incredible things, man. He's going to be the reason that we do win at all. We all know that, but we got to protect him at all costs.
Ooh, that's okay. That's on TNT.
That's the reason that we do win at all.
That's the reason we're going to win at all.
Comes out behind a door, out of nowhere, from up above, and if you think about all the Batman movies you've seen, and yeah, Batman just like, he comes out of nowhere.
I don't know if the Warriors are going to win it all. They've played one playoff game, so I don't know if they're going to win it all, but here's what I am convinced of. They think they are. And you may be like, well, of course, Draymond said that months ago. Right. On national TV, moments after the trade, somewhat for effect. So that one didn't hit me the same as last night did. The whole thing started. You have to do what a road team does in game one, which is just weather your first quarter storm. Look how many teams were sort of unable to do that. And then even if you did, if you weathered that storm, could you then weather the fourth quarter storm? I'm looking at you, Detroit Pistons. You weathered the first half And then you did your thing, and then you got all the way down to winning time, and you just hit a wall. But two road teams won. Both of them trailed at the end of the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, they walked out onto the court and went, all right, watch this. And they flew into double-digit leads immediately and then held them. I know the Warriors got challenged, but they then held them. That means a lot to me. Those two wins by Minnesota and the Warriors are clearly more impressive and better wins than anybody else got this weekend. And I don't know who believes, but I believe they believe. That's step one, isn't it?
No doubt. And of course they believe because they're 37, 35, and 35, and they've got four titles, and two finals appearances carrying a team that was mostly undermanned. And so Jimmy Butler, I do believe, believes in himself and now this team. And you know, you play with Steph and Draymond, how do you not have that belief? And you play for Steve and alongside Kevon and the rest of it, and you watch the way they've gone about it. And you mentioned it, even though the game started out really unevenly and Şengün dunks on Draymond and the crowd's into it and you're down eight. Of course, it's 13-5. Who cares?
As expected.
The game's not over.
Yep.
Yes, as expected, but at the same time, it's like, okay, this is where we need to, you know, shore it up. And you go into the second quarter still down, and then you exert your will, and next thing you know, you're up 23, and you realize that they're going to make a run, and they did, and you held them off. Houston never tied it up. I mean, they got within three.
Got within three.
With 2 minutes to go. But even when they got within three, I was feeling a little bit nervous, but I wasn't feeling like, oh, no, they're going to lose this game. It was a little bit nervy.
Thought crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But I still felt the whole time like at all moments you're like, look, you'd still look at the scoreboard, look at the situation. You'd rather be the Warriors in this series. The Rockets are the one. If you think this feels scary to the Warriors, what does it feel like to the Rockets? Because they're still trailing. They're still on their home floor. They're still 22 years old. They've never won a playoff game in their lives. And I'm not confident that next weekend they'll be able to say that they have. I'm not calling a sweep, but I'm not 100% confident that it won't be. I don't know. We'll see. I'd probably still bet against it, but I certainly, any chance that I thought Houston had in this series is flickering at best. I think they had to have that game, and they did not get it, and it was firm enough of a message that they understand that it wasn't really that close in the grand scheme.
I mean,
they were thoroughly beaten.
But it was that close because they were able to cut it to three. Yeah. And so by the very nature of it being, and it was a clutch game, I believe, because it was.
Of course it was. Yeah, three-point game.
Well, actually, it was a three-point game before the five-minute mark, so it actually doesn't go down as a clutch game.
Well, but it only needs to be like a five-point game, right?
Yeah, it was 7 points at the five-minute mark.
And never got closer?
7, 9, 8, 7. Oh, four. There it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Van Vliet.
I'm pretty sure
finally made a bucket.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard Tim Roy say on the after broadcast that it was a clutch game. And so there's another one.
So how are you digesting this? Because you're on the air, and so you're like,
well, I was only on the air until about halftime.
Okay.
We were on the air until about 2 minutes into the third
Beautiful.
Quarter.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
And I'm going to go watch
Ephraim,
the game.
It's all yours.
Exactly. I actually said that when the game started. I'm like, all right, here
you
it is. The first ever solo broadcast for Ephraim Salaam. Take
nice.
It away, Ephraim. All right. We actually would love you to do your own solo broadcast by calling us right now, 888-957-9570. What stands out? What is your takeaway? Which player do you want to point out? We'd love your calls all afternoon long. That's all we're doing. We're not doing guests today. It's the day after a game. It's all you. 888-957-9570. We take your phone calls right now. We're sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort, and this is Willard and Dibs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
10 on the shot clock, a minute 11 to go in the game. Butler sizes up Şengün at the top of the key, between the legs twice. Drifts to his right, to the right elbow. Step back, jumper on the way. Swish! Play off Jimmy. 91-80, Butler's got 23. Şengün stolen by Butler. Draymond gets it out, let Butler break away. Two-hand slam. Say goodnight in Houston.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Wait, hold on a second.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Let me just, because sometimes we have dreams. Sometimes I've met people who don't live in reality. And so I need to check myself.
Before?
I wreck myself.
Thank you. You never cease to amaze. You could have gone with riggedy wreck yourself.
Or chiggity check myself. I could have.
But you didn't.
I do need to check myself. Do you mean to tell me that all the home team favorites won? All of them. Except for two. The Warriors won on the road at Houston, and the Lakers got blown out at home by Minnesota.
Blown out.
Is that the way the weekend went?
I was having Pliny the Elder with my father-in-law, and we're watching that, and I'm thinking, all right, Minnesota, cute little start. You're up 8. All right, Minnesota, you're up 11. Cool, here come the... Wait, you're up 15. Well, the Lakers are... You're up 18. Well, LeBron and Luka, you're up 22. My God, you're up by 27 did it get to? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
We had sushi.
I don't even know.
And I turned it off.
It was, yeah. I kicked my feet up the same way LeBron did on the bench for the last 4 minutes of the game.
Wow.
Dude, you got absolutely crushed in your home building.
They got served.
Luka Doncic. Sure. Go ahead. Luka Doncic. You know who was most impressed by that trade? The Laker role players. They sat there and watched the whole game too. Oh my God. Anyway, this is about Warrior basketball today.
Mm-hmm.
And 888-957-9570 is the number. And I just, you know, going back to last week, I can't help but think about the conversations we had with regard to the idea of, and this is a repetitive lesson, I think, in everybody's life. I know it has been in mine. And that is, when something sucks, just do your absolute best to take a deep breath, because a week later or a month later or a year later or 5 years later, you might go, oh God, that was actually perfect. And the Warriors of the last 2 weeks are exactly that. Thank God the refs didn't call any fouls last time Houston was at Chase Center. Thank goodness the Clippers won in overtime. Thank goodness that it all went this way. Because dibs, it's perfect.
It's pretty good.
It's absolutely perfect. You got your, you want to know what R&R stands for now? Not rest and relaxation. It's rest and rockets.
Mm.
You got R&R, and it is perfect. And it's not a shot at the Rockets. It's simply an acknowledgement of the fact that they're all 22 years old.
Yeah, that's facts. And I do think that they now have had their collective cherries popped as far as the playoffs go. So all the players, Şengün and Green and the rest of them who've never played in a playoff game before, well, now they have. And does that mean that they're going to suddenly be comfortable, play better, and win? No, I don't think that. And I was saying this to Steiny before he bounced, and this was after 2-12, and I felt a little guilty. But I went through and watched every three that the Rockets took. And if you go to NBA.com and you click on the box score, you can see every single play from every player, every shot attempt, every rebound, whatever. And I looked at every three that they took, and Fred VanVleet took, I believe, 14 three-pointers, and 10 of them were, in my opinion, unguarded. And he made one of those,
right,
one of those 10, and he was 2-for-14 in totality. So
I think it was 13, but you're on a roll. Go
whatever.
Ahead.
Yeah. I don't have all the numbers in front of me. But
no, I'll confirm.
It was 2-for-13.
Yeah, two for 13. 4-for-19 overall. Don't forget the 6 3-pointers that he took.
Right.
Made a couple of those too.
And Amen Thompson, 0-for-4 from the line. He's not a great free throw shooter. He shoots it almost at 70%. So was that nerves? I don't know what that was, but I would expect this, Mark, in game two. And I know we want to stay on game one because that was such a fun game to watch yesterday. But I would expect Houston to play better in game two.
Different.
Yeah.
Yes, different. And I'd expect that. Look, all of these are going to have their own personality.
Right.
And I Houston could come back and they could win game two. But they're still way deep up a creek. And how relaxed do the Warriors get to play on Wednesday? Because that's a house money game. House money game.
Yeah.
I know. It's a playoff game.
Sure.
I'm not saying you can lose it, but there's not a one of you that wouldn't have accepted a split if I'd offered it to you at 6:15 last night. You'd have taken it.
Yeah.
And you already got it.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, you got it already. And you might get two. And if you get two, this thing's really, really in the fridge.
For the most part, yeah. Only four teams in the 28 times it's happened have come back from 0-2 down after losing both at home since 1984. Four times. Four wins, 24 losses, and I don't believe that this team as a 2-seed with a bunch of youngsters,
well,
I don't think that this team is the one that's cut out to do that.
No, it's even worse. It's even worse. You're right. Like, it's already really, really hard to do, and when you've never won playoff games before, I'm sorry, you're not doing that. You're not beating the Warriors four times in five tries. No, it's not happening. So, yes, Wednesday night is an opportunity for the Warriors, in my opinion, to close the damn thing out with the one caveat that, you know, the one thing that, shall not be said out loud. That could always happen,
yep.
And that changes everything. But outside of that, look, that's just my take. I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm not trying to, like, be a jinx. I think the Rockets needed that game, and they didn't get it, and it really – They didn't even really threaten to get it. Nice run there in the end, but they never threatened to actually win the game in the final minute of action. And I think they're in deep, deep trouble. Let's go out to the phones. Daniel in the city. Hi, Daniel. We thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
long-time listener, first time caller. I want to just talk about how Jimmy Butler, man. I mean, a lot of people were questioning the way he was going to actually fit in with the culture of the Warriors. And I think the dude just, he's feel like a glove. I mean, the guy kind of comes out there and has a calming presence. I'm like, I mean, I don't want to say unlike anybody, but similar to what we get with Draymond, where at times their effort is not seen on the stat line. And definitely, I mean, that's kind of something that I think we've been getting from Jimmy Butler that's been a little bit understated. And we can just only go from there. You know, yesterday was a really good showing of that, and hopefully we can only go from there.
Daniel, thanks, man. Yeah. You know what? The other word when Daniel talks about it, and we were talking about Jimmy Butler, there's something about certain people, and I wish I was better at this. I'm not, but there's something about certain people that when they walk into the room, they carry with them automatic accountability for everybody else. Automatic. You don't even need to say anything. Jimmy Butler walks into a room. A, he's Jimmy Butler. B, he starts screaming and yelling about turnovers. And then C, he makes fun of Buddy Hield every time he does something silly. And then makes Quentin Post his guy. Right? But also continues to totally elevate Steph Curry and push him out to the forefront. Steph Curry's not that kind of star. He gets loose with the ball. He does crazy stuff out there, and he's super nice to everybody. Draymond Green is that kind of star, but he can't score the basketball. He's not a cookie-cutter type of a star at all. Jimmy Butler blends the two perfectly, and there's something about it that when he walks onto the floor and you watch the way he goes about his business, it automatically makes everybody around him be accountable. And when you get to the playoffs, that's the thing. That's the thing that's necessary.
You got to have somebody who has that stability and also that countenance. And if you think about the big three, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, Steph is going to do the spectacular, and he's also going to have a few loosey-goosey kind of mistakes because that's just what happens. Draymond Green is going to be volatile. He may hit a shot or two, but he's going to be an unbelievable defender. And just watching him against Şengün, how many times he just squared him up and, you know, Şengün's going to the basket and he went straight up, arms up, took the contact, didn't give the contact. He absorbed it. He plays such fundamental defense and he is meteoric. And then you've got Jimmy, who I think that there are times where it looks like he plays with a cup of coffee in his hand. He's just like... He's got the ball in his right hand, seriously. And he's sipping on a cup of coffee, and he's like, no big deal. Jimmy, it's a three-point game, and Houston's on a 10-0 run, and this thing's slipping away, and I'm freaking out. And Jimmy's like, here, Steph, you take it. I'm going to meander down to the post, give it back to me. 11 dribbles later and two fakes, I'm going to the foul line, or I'm going to make it, or both. Ho-hum, here we go. There's something about that presence, you're right.
Walking deep breath.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really even experienced, as a Warrior fan, maybe when Durant got the ball with 6 seconds left on the timer, you'd be like, all right, he's going to take a shot. Might make it. Probably going to make it. It's Kevin Durant. Really good at basketball. There's a little bit of that. But, man, I don't know. Those teams were so dominant. It was like you watched that game with a Mai Tai. It was just like, who cares? Nobody's beating this team. This is different. This is different. This team is not that dominant. This team is a freaking 7 seed. And Steph Curry's 37 years old. And when things start getting out of hand, the second the ball goes into his hands, you go, okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay, what are we doing? And the whole team feels it. The whole team feels it. It's something else,
I do think it's a little bit, and he's a much better player than this guy, but I get Sean Livingston vibes from him. Because Livingston, like, you know, those four or five shots a game, you just give it to him on the low right block, and he would do that little shoulder turn, 10-foot bank, and it's like he's going to make it. And Sean was very much a stabilizing force, and Jimmy does it at a star level.
Yeah, but Jimmy involves the all five guys. Sean was like, right, mid-range, captain of the mid-range, give me that ball, free throw line extended, and I'm going to make some music. Jimmy Butler, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know where the ball is going to end up. I don't know who's going to end up with the shot, but my God, it calms everybody down. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, like I said months ago, this is the guy that Destiny has brought to us. And more often than not, that kind of bond is magical. So we've seen it right away. Not instantly. It took a game or two, but it happened in the regular season. It happened in the play-in. And now we're watching it in the ops. I really expect a happy ending to, you know, to come out at the end of this this show. Real quick on the Rockets, I like the way they play, man. I think them being our Warriors' first-round opponent, it's like the Jim Harbaugh saying, you know, iron sharpens iron. I like their physical play. But when it comes to the matchup, I don't think Warriors' step-led team is not going to get beat when your best shooter is Dylan Brooks. If they win game two, I expect a sweep. But if not, I think it's going to be a short series. Hopefully, gentlemen, sweep. Go Warriors.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks very much. Yeah, I look at the Rockets, and I look, come on. I mean, it's too early for the funeral, even though I'm sitting here saying I don't see it. I didn't see it last week before the series started, to be honest with you. The Rockets are classically, and I remember saying this to you last week, this is a team that is still at least a year away. And if we want to extend that commentary, I think that the team is also a player away. You know, now I've heard the rumor. We all know it's funny that Durant's name has already come up. Durant is going to be on a different team next year, and it might be the Houston Rockets. It might be. And now that's a scary proposition. But that's exactly what they need. The Houston Rockets get into so many possessions. Where were they in the – like, it felt like the third quarter – and they still had like 40 points or something like that. I mean, it was absurd. And then they had a nice back half of the third quarter, little bit of a nice start to the fourth quarter. And even then, it all adds up to 85 points. That is a tragically low number in today's NBA. Now,
it's but you nailed it, because halfway through the third, it was 66-43.
43, so halfway through the third.
They scored 42 over the remaining 18 minutes.
Yeah.
They scored 43 in the first 30 minutes. So that, I think, is your point where they had to go on a nice little heater to even get to 85.
I mean, come on, Dibs. Like, look at the playoffs. Just look at the playoffs. We watched them all weekend long, right?
Wasn't that a fun weekend?
It was phenomenal. But what stands out? What stands out?
Points, man.
I mean, well, points and also, like, stars. Stars. You've got to step forward. The experienced guys, I know, like, there are a few examples. Shea did nothing. Didn't need him to.
But did he even play?
He did. Jay Will was really nice. You know, Banchero, even though the Magic lost.
Giannis, really, 36 in the loss.
Giannis was incredible, and they got blown off of the floor.
Yep.
But, you know, go to that Denver Clipper game.
And what a game.
Harden and Kawhi and Jokic. We get another one tonight, by the way. Game two tonight on that one. Like, Houston's, they don't have anybody to turn to. They don't have anybody to score the basketball at a high enough clip. They just don't.
Great.
He's very good.
But three is greater than two.
Yeah, it's not enough. Like, you can be a really good player, but then I can look at you and go, but you're not like a seasoned playoff one where it's like, put the ball in my hand and everybody get out of the way. You need that. They don't have it. They don't have the goods. They are good, but they don't have the goods.
No, they don't. And if you think about, like, what went wrong for them yesterday that could go right in game two, it would be Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet being normal, because they were abnormally bad. And I was looking at their season stats, and it's interesting about Houston. If you look at their best three-point shooters, they don't get to play. in this series. And they are Aaron Holiday, not playing. Dylan Brooks, yes. Jeff Green, no. Cam Whitmore, no, you don't get to play.
Right.
And then Jalen Green's a 35% three-point shooter. So if you're looking for Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet at 34%, if you're looking for them to light it up, quote-unquote, it's not going to happen. But I'll say this, Mark. They are better than what they showed in game one. Hat tip to the Warrior defense. But also, as I mentioned, Fred VanVleet had 10 threes that I would consider to be open, and he made one of them.
Yep. Yep.
So odds are he's going to make a couple more of those. And so, yeah, if Fred and Jalen play as badly as they did in game one, well, then this will be a sweep.
Yeah.
Because they were bad offensively.
They were. But, again, the Warriors were not perfect offensively either. And I'm personally going to lean into, dude, both of these are really good defensive teams.
Yep.
So you're going to put up some wonky numbers. It was evident right out of the gate that nobody was scoring 100 in this game. And I bet right now, what are we looking at? Five or six games at the most in this series. How many times do you think any team will score over 100 points? I'd set the over-under at about 3.5.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I do think that 100 will win. First team to 100, Lawler's Law.
he meant in the game, Lawler, not in the series. No, yeah, it was Ralph.
Ralph Lawler. Thank you. Yeah, yes. The old Clippers play-by-play guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Back when 100 was a thing, and first team to 100 wins the game, and he kind of made that up, and it no longer applies because that's usually the third quarter.
Almost everybody gets
shout out OKC, yeah, who had more than 100 in the third quarter. But,
dude,
you know, in this series, I do think that if you get to 100, you win.
Let's go to Leal in Auburn. Hi, Leal. What's up?
Oh, hi. Thanks. Hey, I was real interested in focusing on that 23-3 run. And the thought I was having is that the game's a blur, so you guys are going to have to help me out on this or whatever.
Okay.
But I thought the Warriors were not scoring, not because it was being blocked, but they just sort of got cold. And maybe the Rockets sort of figured out how to get past the Warriors' defense. I mean, if that was the game multiplied by four times, it would be, 100-6 or whatever. But so what that period, how is it that it was so lopsided? And I'm thinking that the Warriors just weren't, just slightly missing a basket. Not that they were being blocked or they're being prevented from throwing or making, trying to do a basket. It was just that they happened to be cold, because that's a real, to me, that was a real critical point of the game, because it was so suddenly lopsided.
Leal, are you talking about when the Warriors went on the run
when
the Rockets did?
No, the Rockets.
Yeah. Here's what I'd say, Leal. I mean, to me, that stuff, it makes us want to throw up a little bit. It makes us kind of nauseous, but it's just the ebb and flow of basketball. What you saw Oklahoma City to do to Memphis is actually much more rare than what you saw happen with the Warriors and the Rockets. I watched that game last night, and at no point did I really feel the Rockets are the better team or they've got the answer. You're going to get a run. You're just going to get a run. These are good teams. The Rockets are a very good team. They're going to make a run. They're going to hit a few shots. Their defense is going to muscle up. They're at home. All of that. You've got to weather it. And the Warriors had to weather two things. First quarter energy, and then what we all knew was going to happen, the run. Is it a big run? Is it a small run? Is it an effective run? Champions weather those things. Warriors weather them both.
Well, and to his point, and I'm looking at the sequence here, Curry hits a free throw to go up 23. Green, bad pass turnover. Moody, miss. Shot clock violation. Green, foul. Payton, bad pass turnover. And all of a sudden, now it's a 16-point game. And that was over 2 minutes where that was the...
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Sequence. Yep. Steph hits a shot. Buddy miss. Another shot clock violation. Buddy miss. Curry foul. Butler miss. Next thing you know, it's a 14-point game. So they were a little shaky for about a four-minute period in there. And they allowed Houston to get back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. The good news is, I think, if those runs ever happen at a time where, for instance, you're tied in the game something like that, I think it's going to be pretty rare that Houston has the offense to take off. Like, the Warriors were so bad for an extended period of time, and they still never lost the lead. They still never lost
it
because Houston just doesn't put up a lot of points. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, and my goodness, are we here for your calls. What stood out? What player do you want to point to? 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.